This is Eb Eberlein with Arizona Trails. This week, it's time to work off some of those extra calories that you stored up on Thanksgiving. Let's go to an area that has taken years to be set aside and is now officially a Pima County Trails Park. The opening of the Sweetwater Preserve in the Tucson Mountains on our west side was officially celebrated in October. This is a gorgeous area with over 10 miles of trails winding through canyons and along ridgetops. When we went for our outing there on Veterans Day, we pretty much had the trails to ourselves. We saw only two couples mountain biking. Yes, this is a trails park that is open to everyone. Hikers, bikers, and equestrian users are all welcome here. Always remember the right-of-way order on a trail like this. Horses have priority, followed by the cyclists. It's really not a big deal for us hikers to step off the trail for just a moment as other users pass. The trails are primarily single track, but we had no trouble finding plenty of room to let the bikers pass by. We saw a little sign of equestrian use, but no horses on the trail that afternoon. The park is now dedicated, but there are no signs of any kind. Plans are to have signage at the trailheads in 2009, but for now the lack of signage gives a wild feel to the area that is just a 20-minute drive from downtown. The 10.5 miles of trails are rambling as they crisscross the ridges and arroyos on the east slope of the Tucson Mountains. The trails seem to be well thought out, with little chance to view other users on nearby loops, yet offering grand views of the Santa Catalina Mountains to the east. Beside the scenic value, this parcel has attracted the attention of preservationists because of the wildlife values. This is an area where all our large mammals and many bird species can be encountered. Surveys have counted mule deer, coyotes, javelina, bobcats, and lion in the vicinity. We saw numerous birds on our two-hour stroll. There are also large stands of saguaro of every age group. This is a healthy ecosystem, which Pima County can be proud of setting aside for future generations. I'm pretty excited to get back out there myself, so I'm going to keep it short today. Here's how to get there. Go west from the intersection of Silver Bell Road and El Camino de Serra, 1 1/3 miles, to Tortolita Road. Turn south, that'd be left on Tortolita Road, and the trailhead is about 1/2 mile further at the road's end. There's metal fencing there to stop motorized vehicles. Hoping you have a great hike, and don't hold on to those extra calories. This has been Eb Eberlein with Arizona Trails.